I didn't think the Super Bowl was as boring as some people thought it was. It was less exciting than I was rooting for, but I was still pleased with the outcome. And as always, we hosted our annual Super Bowl party, and I had thoughts on that. But before we even get to the Super Bowl, I want to give some credit to the gym.
Your daily Lex.
I continue to find it hilarious that I even belong to a gym because that doesn't fit with my mental image of who I am, even though I guess it is now who I am. But boy, what a perk I have belonging to Planet Fitness because for a while I've been trying to find a new electric piano for Liam. The issue is he's got some regular gigs happening now and he uses a Yamaha keyboard of mine that's amazing, but really heavy, like close to 90 pounds. And he needed another good keyboard that would weigh less than 90 pounds. And he has a lot of requirements. It's got to have all 88 keys. He's not willing to take a keyboard that has a smaller key layout. And it needs to not just be touch sensitive, but truly weighted keys. Like the higher notes should be requiring less force to play than the low notes. So I kept looking at Facebook Marketplace, finally found one, got it for a steal. A great Casio keyboard that had exactly what Liam wanted. Got it for $100. And had to meet this woman where whom I was buying it from in Toms River, which is about 42 minutes from my house. And when I got there, I had taken a coffee on the road with me, and I really had to pee. And it was a little early for any of the restaurants to be open. Plus, I didn't want to have to buy something at a restaurant. But I saw there was a Planet Fitness in the shopping center where we were meeting. So I went in and scanned my card, and they had a sign right on the door that says "Bathrooms are for members only." And I'm like, "Well, I am a member of Planet Fitness," so I went in and used the bathroom. It was great. Then this woman and I, as I did the actual transaction in the parking lot, we spoke like five words to each other totally because it was so cold. All we could do was work hard to get the hell out of the frozen air because, man, oh man, it was terrible. Anyway, we now have that piano, so that was exciting. And hooray for Planet Fitness because I got to be. Hosted the Super Bowl. That went pretty well. Afterwards, I was saying to Lauren, "I don't know if we should keep doing the Super Bowl party." And she's like, "That's so odd," because we had multiple friends say how they look forward to the Super Bowl party every year. I thought, "Oh, that's good then." My concern is, we're catering to a couple different audiences. There's a few different friend groups to come, and that's fine. We can have friends who intermix and friends who don't, and that's all good. I'm happy with that either way. But like everybody leaves at halftime. And by everybody, I mean most people. So they watch the halftime performance, and then people go. It used to be people left because they had young kids and they wanted to get them home. And now they leave just because they want to go home. And I feel like, does that mean I'm not doing a good party? And it is an odd mix of people who care about the Super Bowl and people who don't care at all about the Super Bowl. And I think that's true of many Super Bowl parties. But I mean, I care about the game even if I don't care about it like I did last year when the Eagles ran. I still care about the game and the commercials. Like, I want to see the stuff. So I do some okay hosting, I think, pre-party. And then during the party, I'll check in on people. But I just felt bad that everybody leaves. We had one friend who stayed till the end. Shout out to Andy. And a couple of friends who stayed till close to the end. But it's just a steady peel out of people after halftime. And I always think, boy, are we doing something wrong? And I guess maybe we're not doing something wrong and people just kind of want to go home because the Super Bowl does end pretty late. One of the many reasons the game should be on a Saturday instead of a Sunday. But I don't know. I'm not going to stop doing the party. I like hosting, and I like hosting that party. We also were talking, Lauren and I, recently about how it's sad because we host a couple things each year and invite friends, but we never get invited to things that other people host. And it's not that we're being left out. It's that most of our friends don't host anything. So, hey, friends, some of you, listen. Host stuff. We'll come. Yeah. And I had one other weird experience at the Super Bowl party, which was that I decided, I wasn't going to go crazy tracking calories. I was going to enjoy myself because that's why you do some of the workouts, is so you can have those days and I'd get back on the next day. But then I kept eating and I did something that I can't usually do, which is I ate till the point of fullness and then to the point of discomfort. I can't remember the last time I truly felt full. I've always been envious of people who get full, but I ate way more than I could and then paid the price. Like I ate like my old self and then I realized, man, my stomach really hurts in the third quarter. And it was just from eating more than I can tolerate. So it still takes my body a little bit of time to catch up, which is true for many of us, right? To know that we're full. But I was shocked to realize I had overeaten. I mean, I knew I was overeating, but I was shocked to find out that I had eaten to the point of painful fullness. And I was grateful for the experience actually, like to know that I could do that because that wasn't always the thing I could do. And what a great way to encourage myself not to do that next time because the pain was not worth it. Yeah, good stuff. Anyway, that's all I got. Hope you're having a wonderful February 9th. Goodbye.
Lex.